been any births in England yet?
Oh. Overseas.
Jesus.
Not that I know.
The queen couldn't be the king? Is that what you're saying?
Sometimes I don't die.
Are we on? Mr. Hayes?
Afternoon, gentlemen. The one item I want to talk to you about is our cartograph program. This is our tracking program that we use to keep track of all of our work, our manpower, work orders, various things we do with this. The one thing that it doesn't do right now is work well with ArcMap, and that's what we need it to do. We have ArcMap, which has all of our road systems mapped on it. We also have the road system within our cartograph program, but this is a program we manually enter the data, and it'd be nice if we had these programs to work together. The we pay an annual maintenance fee every year on this cartograph program, and it's due, I think, tomorrow. But we're looking at trying to upgrade this, various things. One thing for this program to work with the ArcMap. The other thing is to have the upgrade so the public can get on the web and contact us and different information through that route. The information I put before you there is some of the upgrade costs to this program to make it work better for us. We want to gather more data, and as we can put it into this program, that it will map right to ArcMap and work well with it. So whatever we're doing out there, keeping track of all of our work, our costs, we can budget off of this. Right now we're utilizing it somewhat to help with budgeting and different things, but it'd be more helpful if we could do this and use the map program in conjunction with it. Currently, we've kind of trimmed down our data entry to make it easier for the guys to fill out worksheets to where we can collect this data for all the work they do. And we have a code system that we utilize and to enter this data so we can run reports off of that. It's worked well when we keep track of, we have a FEMA event, things like that, to gather that information. Just a few minutes of collecting data, we can hand that to the FEMA people, and it saves many hours of just handwriting this information out.
When we went through the budget process, did you allow for this, or is this something?
This is something that come after that, and there are more companies out there than Cartograph themselves. There's probably three or you mentioned another company, Ron, that I wasn't aware of, but I know of others out there. We've had this program in place, I think, since early 2000, 2001. I know we entered the road system in there. Kathy and Cammie had entered our whole road system in there somewhere around 2002, 2003, and we started utilizing it somewhat from that point on. And then every year we started using it a little more as we learned more about it. And
is this something that needs to go out for bid to Ron Erickson's office to?
That's one of the things that's I think we would possibly need to put it out for bid, then find out if these other companies, are they going to be able to change our data over to the new company if there's one that's better than this, or do we stay with this company? I have no way of comparison these costs without bidding.
How much money have we already got invested with this company?
Well, this cost, I don't know what the initial cost of it is, but because I don't know what they paid for it from the onset of it. But I would imagine that $74.96 you see on there, we've been paying that, I think, every year for a maintenance fee. And that's going to go up by 2014. That'll go to $10,000 per year for a maintenance
if
fee.
If we go with these other programs.
If we go with these other programs.
You say they paid. Who paid?
County.
So the county purchased, I'm assuming, something that cost more than just the annual maintenance fee.
Kathy, when did this take place? When the cartograph was it during?
We started in 2003. Is that
that's what I'm asking.
Yes.
It's under Mr.
Ratterman. It was implemented in 2003. Yeah. It was bought sometime before that. Don't know when.
Under Mr. Ratterman. So can you go back and pull that up and see what they?
It was bought before Mr. Ratterman.
I think,
through the previous engineer before him.
That would have been probably Wendell.
Wendell, yes.
If he would have been in there. I know they implemented AutoCAD at that time, and we're not sure. If we could research that, we could find out what it cost us from the onset. If we find out when they purchased it.
Well, I think if you go out for bid, that'll settle all that, though. You can find out what the new cost is and whether it can be updated and all those things, where the other companies offer that, so. I'm all right with it. I understand what you're trying to do with it. Like I said, you're keeping track of different roads and what needs to be done and what has been done.
The main purpose is the reason when I went to that training, they no longer have this flex license anymore. It's called an ESLA. But the main thing was for to get that USGov where people from outside can see a pothole in the road and they could go in off their phones or whatever and send us a request. And also for the GIS Connect was my main thing because I have to do everything manually. Go from cartograph to GIS, I have to manually export it and import it in right now.
The other thing we can't do, we're collecting data right now, our road culverts, part of the assets. We got other stuff we want to collect. We could put it into ArcMap easy enough. The problem is we want to put it into the cartograph program, but to get it to talk to ArcMap or work together right now, we don't have that capability.
It's a lot harder going backwards than it is going from cartograph to ArcMap.
Kathy, do you currently have the ability, like you mentioned, a pothole? Mm-hmm. You have the ability to track that. It was submitted by John Doe on such and such day. Mm-hmm. It was turned over to the supervisor on such and such day. And it logs what's happened, and it's going to be viewed by the road bridge employee on Wednesday. Does it have those capabilities?
As of right now, it doesn't. Supposedly, with this new program, it will have those capabilities where it'll keep track of that, where it's in process. Right now, I've just told you when it's been submitted, when it's been completed.
Submitted and who we sent the work order to, but until we get the work order back, then we can, that was completed. But as to track it.
Does it have a notification then if it goes to the person who made the call or sent the email or?
It does not right now, Ron. With the GIS, with the USGov, it would. That's one
we could do that if we had that newer upgrade to the program.
That's what Rock Solid does that I was sharing with you guys.
Right.
Not only that, we'll give you the ability on your smartphone, if you're out somewhere and somebody says, well, what happened to that such and such that I turned in 4 or 5 days ago? Plug right in, you go, we're scheduled to be on that tomorrow.
Now we don't have that capability.
Like
that's.
And you'd have to have the guys be able to use their smartphones that way too.
So the fixed fee service after first year is going to be $10,000 a year. First year with the additional licenses, et cetera, is going to be $23,500. That's based. That's their quote to us.
Right, $23,446. That's with the. Training also added on there, the $2,800 and the $3,150 that's training, teaching us how to use.
If we're going to go out for bid, I wouldn't want to talk too much more about the pricing.
Right.
And I think we need to, because if there's four companies that you've discussed here that may have the capability of doing what you want to do, if you put it out in the specs that you want it to do those things, that may eliminate them down to one or two, or you may be right back where you're at here now with the revision of what this is. I'm for it. I can see the benefit of it. We sent Kathy and someone else, I think, I'm not sure, don't even want to mention who, but anyway, we sent them to training, didn't we?
Kathy and Angie just recently went to training earlier in the year.
There are a couple of counties, companies that offer this in the cloud. So instead of having an initial payment, you pay X amount of dollars based upon the number of users you have on a monthly basis. $60 a user or whatever.
That's one of the other things we wanted basically unlimited users, because there's other departments that may be able to utilize this very
PNC,
program.
A whole lot of other departments, absolutely.
Right. I mean, right now, only I think we have four of us can utilize this. Which puts a limit on what we can do. So,
I'm going to go for it. For him to check with Ron, put a set of specs up. We won't know what we want to do until we get the...
Perfect.
Two things. Kathy, will you take a look at U.S. communities? And not right now, but and look and see if they have like products that are being promoted by NACO and National League of Cities. This might be one of them. I don't know. But the point is, it's already been bid. We can purchase through them if, in fact, it's been bid. Just something to look at. Thank you. All right, I agree with Dan. Talk with Mr. Erickson and see what we need to go through. Is that all right? Next.
Works for me. That was the only item I had for today. I don't have anything else right now.
Well, let me ask you something. You said this was due tomorrow. Are we going to lose anything if we don't have it?
We got an extension somewhat. Right now, we owe them the maintenance fee for this year that's due tomorrow. That's to carry on our current program.
Will that come to the accounts payable next Monday or when?
That would
matter. Well, I haven't submitted it yet because we were waiting for any heavy weight on this.
We were working with this company trying to get a proposal put together to bring this to you, and it took us a little while getting that.
Well, here's what I'm saying is I know that if we're going out to bid, we won't want to pay this. I understand that, but if we decide to go back with them, are we losing? Are we going to have to pay another entry fee or into their system? You savvy what I'm saying?
Savvy chemo savvy.
That was,
I believe that
was one of the issues that took us a little while.
$96 either now or next month. I'll just bet you.
I think he's picking up what you're laying down.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
If we go out for bid, I mean, it's going to take us a while. That's, we're going to lose. I mean,
we
won't be able to enter data. We're going to lose that time frame. We'll have to make up or catch up.
Notify them. The commission really is looking upon this strongly, but we have to go through the bidding procedure.
Right.
And we're set to do that, so hopefully they will extend this payment date by 60 days or whatever it takes. Would you do that? Okay. Or Kathy do that? Or?
We can have her do that.
I'll bet they say yes. Randy, can we formally talk just briefly about that estate road over at, tell me again what's happening.
Yes. Basically, I've talked with Jamie Keyes over there. We're putting together the agreement between them and Taney County. To what they're wanting to do is build a road, and they're in the process of working on it right now from Top of the Rock to Big Cedar. They basically want to go under our county road of Estate Drive. And basically what they're going to do, they want to build a small bridge type structure to go under our road. And they have it engineered plans and everything. We just need to have the, and I've reviewed the plans for that, but that's as far as we've got. They've got the road kind of rough, but they haven't made much more progress than that on it yet. So pretty well roughed in.
They're going to reroute traffic.
They're going to reroute. Well, they'll have to close Estate Drive for a period of time while that's under construction. They've already got a designated route for the traffic to get around that, and which is a fairly good route. I don't have a time frame of what it's going to take them to build that, but that's basically what it is in a nutshell. The structure, I mean, basically it will be designed to meet state specs as far as, because it'll hit the inventory list for just like any other bridge. So it's got the rating and everything and the plans to qualify it there. It'll have to be inspected periodically.
Is there going to be any specific, I mean, are you going to request a time? Hey, it needs to be done in such amount of time, or after they kind of get you answer the question, like, hey, it's gonna, we think it'll take us a month to do this. Are you gonna? Is there anything to hold them to that, or?
Well, we probably I could talk with them and have that kind of in their agreement, and
their traffic plan. I'm calling this a traffic plan.
Yeah. Right. They have a traffic plan, I believe. I can review the plans, but I think they have that in the engineered plans, their detour routes and signage
and
all
that. How long will it be open and everything?
So.
They'll be routing traffic in up around Top of the Rocks and then missing all those homes. They'll be skirting back in through, coming down to the entrance.
The dry weather has been extremely good to us on our chip and seal program. I mean, I hate it that it's like this, but the boys say they're going to finish up way early compared to other years.
If nothing drastic happens, they are ahead of schedule right now. They're getting close to getting into this area. Then they'll have Cedar Creek Pro Tem, and then just to we only have a couple roads there in Bradville area, so winding down then.
One thing I want to just discuss with you, and I mentioned it to you the other day, Randy, and I brought it up back, 4 or 5 years ago, I think, whenever Jacob Rock was superintendent, is the fact that we have road agreements with other counties. I think we even have one with Carroll County.
Arkansas,
one with maybe, I don't know whether Ozark or Douglas or whatever, but where we have to send road graders or equipment to a location that's out of the way to where we could trade with that county and maybe maintenance on another gravel road or another paved road someplace, I want to investigate that through the mileage and to kind of have a list of those roads that lay where we have to enter another county. I was talking to Chip and Seal, and they were talking about going over Long Creek and doing those down there that were all the way, they had to go to Blue Eye and
right,
down 14 and
we've got several locations where we have to travel into Stone County. Well, that particular area, we have to go through Stone County and then down into Arkansas, Carroll County, and then back into Stone County before we even get to our roads back in Taney County. And it takes you a little time to cover that area to get there. Same thing if we're going to northwest part of the county, we have to go into Stone County, then into Christian, back into Taney. And we run into the same thing in the southeast part of the county, having to travel over into Ozark County to get back to one.
Those are things that I want to look at and try to improve some of the situation we have on maintenance of different roads that save mileage, labor, you know, those long distances. That's just something to be thinking about, and maybe give me an idea of the footage or the amount of miles that we have in different counties. That we have to approach through other counties. That's what I want to say. And anyway, that's just something I want to put on the radar screen for us to look at. Another thing, we got a call or a visit to the office from about Cope Road, or down here where we did that work for Mr. Cope. Have you checked into that lately?
We've got went down there with Harlan here about 2 weeks ago and looked at that just to finish. We got one soft spot that come in that section that we got to dig out, and then we got to repave a short piece of that to make the width consistent what it is below and above right there at that one concrete drive.
Okay, now my only thing that I have concern there, are you informing the citizens of that you're down there, you've got that on the radar screen for, that's why I want that, you to notify them and tell them that where we're at with it's what I guess what I'm trying to say.
Randy, we had talked about on the upper side of that road across from where Val's property is, expanding the road out. We'd remove trees, correct? Mm-hmm. To the chagrin of one property owner. Mm-hmm. But we're well within our right-of-way to build the road out that way. Is that our intention? I know that I think that's what we told them.
We've widened it out. The one issue that came into play is how do we take care of the drainage? The one citizen, he concreted his driveway to eliminate water from coming down toward his garage.
Yeah, has he concreted into our right-of-way?
Yes. But several do that. I mean, that's not uncommon for them to connect their driveways to our roads. I mean, that's happened several areas. It's not uncommon to see that happen. One solution we tried to come up with is how do we take care of the drainage so he doesn't have problem there, plus widen the road. And we didn't come up with a good resolution that would satisfy either one of them. By the time you think you make one happy, the other one isn't. And anyway, we got to the point we built, went ahead and let the berm without ditch in there and tried to get some width there because we just got limited right-of-way to work within. I can't get the road as wide as I'd like to because the right-of-way is only so wide, and there's also existing utilities. Then if we ditch it, we got to take the water somewhere. That in itself is a problem because it's going to cause a problem farther down the road with existing residents. I've got no place to go with the water that's easily to get rid of without causing more problems.
My main thing I want to make sure of is, because I've been informed and had them in the office, is that they be notified. And like I said, you guys have been down there. But I would like for them to know that you're down there with a solution right shortly in the future.
Anything else, Randy? Kathy?
No.
Oh, she's quiet.
Like a jerk, man.
Basic.
Do we recess till Thursday morning, or is that when the next... Are you going to be here Thursday morning? So.
Yes, sir. We could adjourn for today.
I thought we weren't having any.
Or we can go into that. What?
He didn't know, like I didn't know, that we didn't know you were going to be here Thursday morning.
So I thought you were gone, and I have a legislative affairs function Thursday morning, like at 7:30, I think.
Yes, we've got a number of things, if I'm not mistaken, that are set up for Thursday morning, right?
We didn't have anything on the agenda.
Wasn't supposed to.
Got a countywide transportation something. Oh, Partners in Progress. That's not it.
That previous meeting minutes on countywide transportation.
Something else.
You had minutes on Thursday.
What did we have set up for exec for today?
It's not on there.
For today, what was set up for exec?
It was just may go into executive session on that other issue.
Yeah,
from
the court. Yeah, we need to go talk.
That's what's said on that deal. On the last issue we talked about.
You guys let the girls know if we're going to be here Thursday or not. I will be.
So you will be here Thursday, so yes. all day or all morning?
All morning.
I won't be because of the legislative affairs deal.
Maybe we can get something done then.
Maybe. I won't be here to move you guys along.
Move things along?
Yeah.
If you're going to be making all those committees, we can put him on several more, right? That's... Adjourn for the day?
All right.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, I'm going to head over to that funeral.
Yeah. And I sure made a mistake.